Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. When I say I am sick and tired of turning on the TV and seeing breaking news, mass shootings, carnage, when I tell y'all that I am sick to my motherfucking stomach about this shit. I'm tired. And you, my friends, should be tired too. It is 8:44 straight up on the East Coast. It is Thursday. What's today's day, y'all? May 26, 2022. Girl, don't take me back to 2020. And you're up early before everyone else with Monica Lynn. I am gracious host Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. How y'all doing? Not good either. Me neither. It has been a hell of a week. 2 days, May 24th. I think it was like 5 o'clock. I was sitting on the edge of my bed. I just got out of the shower. I was sitting on the edge of the bed. I was about to go to my friend's house for dinner. And it was breaking news on the channel, Fox 45 here in Baltimore. And it said 14 children dead in my teacher. When I tell y'all, Sandy Hook took a lot out of me. Like, with all the mass shootings, all the drama, all the shit, it's just, I don't see how we're all still standing. Like, I just don't see how, like, we're not just on the floor, on the ground. 14 children. And I can't remember. I remember saying 14 fucking children, y'all. Dead. Somebody's baby is dead. Shot. Gone. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't know about y'all, but I'm angry. And I think we all should be angry. No fucking human being walking the earth should be carrying an AR-15 rifle. You should not have weapons of war in your closet, in your house, in your basement, in your attic, in your dining room, your living room, your kitchen. You shouldn't have it. Every mass shooting, AR-15 style, AR rifle. I know nothing. I know that they're. I'm tired. We're angry. We're tired. So I saw the news and I couldn't believe it, and then I turned on CNN. Like, right now I'm watching MSNBC. Like, if you hear any noise, y'all, I'm upstairs in my bedroom. I just had to come on because it's a lot that I want to talk about today. And I'm probably going upstairs to cook breakfast in the meet, you know, between time and whatever. But, you know, I don't know. And by the end of the night, it was 19. Yesterday, 22. And there's still people that are in critical condition. And he shot his grandma. I'm not talking about that motherfucker. I'm not talking about that bitch. But we should be angry. We should be tired. This is the second mass shooting in less than a week. Last week was Buffalo at Tops. This weekend, a school. I'm sick. I'm tired, y'all. We all should be tired. I had everything that I wanted to say planned out in my head about this. But like I said, this is another reason why I stepped away. This has nothing to do with politics. This is why I kind of stepped away from everything, because it's draining. It drains me. I'm drained. I'm tired. I'm tired. Aren't y'all tired? Congress, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired? Governor Abbott, aren't you tired? You're soulless. You're soulless shit. Your soul belongs in the ferns. And there's a special place in hell for you. And Ted Cruz. And Trump. The reason why I say that, y'all, you know the shooting happened on Tuesday. The NRA is having a convention Saturday. Or Friday or Saturday. Are they going to postpone it? No. As of right now, 8:50, nothing has been postponed. And if he has a single, and he has no soul. He has no soul. He has no soul. They have no souls. You know, their pockets are aligned with the NRA money, with donations and shit. And they, don't take our guns. And they're killing babies. They're killing the future. They're killing future doctors, lawyers, nurses, basketball stars, football stars, mommies and daddies. You took somebody's son, daughter, away from them. They're not coming back home. Like little beds. They jumped out their little bed and clothes are probably on the floor, and remnants of the toothpaste is still in the sink, and you know, their little juice cups probably still in the sink for breakfast, or you know, their little shoes at the door, you know, toys all over the place, gaming consoles, and what else? All of that. They should be here making some mistakes like we did, enjoying the summer, not taking baths. Mommy got to make you take a bath. Daddy got to make you take a bath. You know, wake up and eating up everything, going outside and playing, coming back in the house, trying to go in the refrigerator with dirty hands. You know, that's what they should be here doing. Dragging their bikes and skates. Having headaches and birthday parties. You know, girls should be getting ready for or going to 5th grade, 6th grade, middle school, high school dances and proms, college, trade schools, jobs. You know, looking for dresses and shoes, and mommy, you see my pencil, and mommy, you seen this, daddy, you seen that, like cousin, you seen this, cousin, you know, the simplest things in life, like finding out that you're pregnant, getting married, walking down the aisle, getting your driver's license, having your first job, mad that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. Sitting at the table with Thanksgiving, going trick-or-treating, getting little hearts on Valentine's Day. Having little cookouts for Memorial Day. But those families can't do that because they're preparing to bury children. Their family. The faces, oh my God, the faces. Coming from a woman who has issues having children breaks my heart. And I'm going to say this about the shooter. They said that the shooter said that he was bullied for the clothes that he wore. But what the fuck did them kids do to you? What did that school full of kids do to you? They did absolutely nothing. They were all so happy. School was almost over. Today was supposed to be the last day of school. They got the little certificates. I'm so proud of themselves. They could have made a change in this fucked up ass world. You never know. It could have been the president in that crowd. Congressmen, congresswomen, writers, directors, producers, teachers, policemen, policewomen, post office workers, somebody to make a change in somebody's life. And their life was cut short. And that was not fair. And I look at my friend, child, as a 10-year-old. I cannot, and she was cooking the other day. And I walked in the house and I said, why you got flour all over your face? Flour all over her face, her hands, her clothes. She ain't no pants on. Like, where your pants at? I had it all over the place. I'm like, oh my God, child. Oh my God, Jesus. Beautiful. She can barely get over the stove. She's cooking. She's cooking. I want to start off this show today in remembrance of those beautiful souls whose lives were tragically taken from us at Tops and at North Elementary. And all the countless the tragedies you all are not forgotten. None of you are forgotten from Pulse, Columbine, Virginia Tech, the church, the churches, it's so many, and each one, look, we will never be forgotten. I cannot imagine. It's the unimaginable. Oh God. But yeah. But y'all, I just wanted to start off the show with that today. Sending my love, condolences to every person that lost a family member to violence. I pray that Congress comes together and start to do something, take some kind of action. Because America, you gotta do better. All right, y'all, we're back. I wanted to separate the memory and my actual show because this part of the show, y'all, is about to get crazy. Okay, I'm just gonna jump right into this shit. As you all know, I don't know if I told y'all. I think I did. But if I didn't, my friend is trying to make it just like all of us. And trying to get a platform, trying to build a brand, la-da-dee-la-da-da. Shout out to them up. But he has a following. And everything came so fast. When I say everything came fast, Like how me, my podcast, I have a cute one. I have an audience. And y'all are cute. I love y'all. And everything with him came fast. He's only been on there for a week. He has people who actually tune into his lives. Like every day.
you know, he knows these people. You know, I'm not saying that he knows them, like we know each other, but he knows them. He knows who they are, you know. And they inbox him and DM him and send him money and everything. It's only been 7 days. So Saturday was an incident that happened. And I'm not getting into this. I'm gonna put this in my book. I'm telling y'all about this. But this book that I'm writing about this situation, y'all. But anyway, so okay. Them motherfuckers is crazy, y'all. I have never seen no shit like this before in my life. Okay. So something happened on Saturday. A situation happened on Saturday, and the situation happened Saturday morning. Everybody was asking what was going on with his team. Why'd you get off the live? Blah 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 blah. And he told them what had happened. And so we're talking back and forth, and we get into it. You know, everybody asking how Monica doing. Me and my friend get into it on the live, and he's like, you know, everybody's asking how I'm doing. So mind you, they're invested. He went to the store, and after a while, after our argument on live, I decided to go back up, you know, and see what was tea. So he did not lose a customer. I mean, not a customer. He did not lose nobody. They sat there while he was gone and watched the chair. It was a chair. He didn't lose no viewers. In the matter of fact, people kept coming in. And I told my friend, I said, they're looking at your face and your body. They ain't worried about what's coming out your mouth because it's gibberish. But everybody said they can relate to him. I'm like, what? My aunt said when he first started this, you never know. My aunt said, we're going to look up. He's going to have a big ass platform. He's going to be a damn big, huge content creator. He's going to have a blue check mark. And I said, you know what? The way things are going, I absolutely believe you. Because she always said, you never know. I told him, you never know. And I'll be goddamn, this man has a following that quick. But you notice that as quick as they come, as quick as they leave, but I don't think so. Fast is on a what? But, you know, it could plateau, but I don't know. I'm being positive. But I'm like, dude, really? So, long story short, I went over there. I came home Monday. And I went back over there Tuesday and Wednesday. I came back home yesterday. And there was this chick that, you know, I've seen her time and time, you know, a couple of times in the live. Because I would look. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't even get into the camera. I would look, you know, see what they're saying. And I would talk, but I never got on camera. So when my friend left, she asked me to put her in the box. And I was like, okay, I'll put you in the box. So I put in the box and she said, oh, you're so pretty. And I'm like, thank you. And I hear it all the time. I'm like, thank you. You know, I'm very humble. And she go, and me and her start talking. So when he come back, he was like, after all this time I've been talking to you, you never jumped in the box. I didn't know that. Because let me tell you, when he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. You know, he's on his live. Having conversations with them. Meanwhile, I'm online. I'm watching the news. I'm watching this. I'm watching that. Oh, I'm with the girls. Period. I don't know nothing about these people. These people don't know nothing about me. So I got to get to know some of them. And they're all, you know, people online, people, they need people. And I'm not a people that need people. So she's talking to me. She's asking me all these questions. Would you get into a poly relationship? And I'm like, I don't know what a poly relationship. And I told her, I said, I really don't know. Like, I really don't know what it's all about. I mean, I did my research. I'm writing a book about a character. My book does it. But personally, me, no. You know, and, you know, this ship's talking about this, that, and the third. And meanwhile, my friend is still, and I'm just like, well, what's tea? And now I finally get it, because she was trying to get at him, and she was trying to get at me. I had no idea. So as my friend live to do what he had to do, and as the live is going on, there's trolls coming in. And they're like, oh, F her with the Party City wig and the fake hair, synthetic wig. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Why y'all doing this? Why are you trolling her? Oh, she wants your man, la-da-dee, la-da-da. I'm like, what? That ain't my man. Like, come on now, y'all. That's my ex-boyfriend. Come on, y'all. Child, when I tell you, I had to block so many people that day. I come to find out, she the fucking troll. See, I don't have time for that. I don't even have a job, y'all. And I still don't have time for that. When I tell y'all I don't have time for that, I don't have time for that. Like, I don't. I think it's childish. It's reckless behavior. It's immature. And you basically don't have nothing to do with your life. But the person was asking for my phone number. And my friend, she has his phone, you know. And he has her phone number. So she was like, well, can you give her my phone number? And she was like, I want to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm the kind of person. I'm like, okay, we can talk. We definitely can. But it's just like, and I told y'all before, I really think I'm like the Beyonce Knowles of my Christmas. What's that? Oh, I didn't even know nobody texted. But, I don't know why my mother does this. Like, don't you know we have creatures and critters? But I guess she doesn't care. But anyway, so the person's trying to get at me, and the person's trying to get at my friend. And we don't get down like that, but, you know, I mean, it's just a whole, it's just a bunch of it's a bunch of unnecessary shit. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of unnecessary, he say, she say, drama. And I told you, because I was like, look, y'all, I'm in my 40s. I'm 43 years old, going on 44. What do I look like playing games with y'all? You know? Nobody wants to see it my way. We having a barbecue this weekend. And as I'm taking stuff out the fridge, I'm looking like, wait a minute. Where's the food for the rest of the week? Where is the food for the rest of the week, y'all? What's all this gone? We ain't got no food. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. And I encourage you all to be safe. Drive safe. Be responsible. You know. A lot of people are going to be going on vacations and visiting loved ones and friends. But y'all be careful. Y'all be careful this weekend. Oh, that's the wrong one. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm cooking breakfast right now. Because I am so hungry. I was supposed to do the show and then cook. But, yeah, I was supposed to cook, then do the show, But while I'm upstairs doing the show, I got hungry and I said, I gotta get me something to eat. So I make it some Scrabble and eggs and stuff. I love Scrabble. I love a good piece of Scrabble. Although it pops the shit out of me. I don't know if I'm doing it right or whatever. But yeah, I prefer, if y'all don't know, I prefer to, after experiencing what I experienced with the, online stuff, you know, like the, the online stuff, I think I prefer a podcast. And I told somebody that yesterday. And I said I prefer the podcast because when you're online, you got to do your hair. You got to do makeup. You got to do You got to do your makeup, eyelashes. I ain't got time for that because, like, right now, I just got on my night clothes. Excuse me. I'm on my night clothes. Oh, shit. I think this got some water. Yeah, it's really going to be popping now because I think it got some water in it. But, yeah, so I prefer doing this than doing that because you don't interact with people. I mean, I'm not going to say you don't interact with people. I mean, you don't. You don't interact with people at all. You don't. What's going on outside? Yeah, you don't interact with people at all. Not unless you want your podcast. My friend just sent me a text. I feel like I'm all over the place. My friend just sent me a text because we were talking about the girl this morning, the woman this morning, that was trying to get at both of us. And he was really upset. He was really mad that she tried it with me. And like I told him, I don't know these people. You don't even know these people. You don't know these people, so how the hell is you gonna sit up here and try and say anything? We don't know these people, and let's keep it that way. We don't know them, and I'm not saying that to be a bad thing, but if you're gonna act like that. You know, and I'm not pressed to part up for friends. So it's like, if you acting like that, you trying to be my friend, and you acting like that, I don't need you as no friend. Our circle is small enough, and we say that constantly, all the time. Our circle is small enough because we've been through shit. You know, we're not living our lives through a computer screen. You know? We're not. And there's nothing wrong with living your life through a computer screen. But, you know, it's really nothing wrong with it. It's really nothing wrong with living your life on a computer. I have not been able to find a fork in the house all week. Like, is that all we've been using is spoons? You know? I mean, I get out and I have fun and sunshine and, you know, I do stuff like that. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't live my life I live life. I live in reality. You know? And that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to live life to the fullest. You're supposed to live in reality. Not supposed to live on a computer screen. You know. That's one thing I hate is eggshells in my eggs. I keep looking at the phone to make sure it doesn't cut off because the phone is in my pocket. And phone is in my pocket. All right, let's see. Amazon, I love how Amazon just so nicely packaged their eggs. Oh God, I got 18 brown. I think there's no difference. I got brown eggs. Wasn't even paying any attention when I got them. Look at them. I don't even know what they. I used to know what cage free meant. I don't know anymore. I remember growing up, y'all, and my grandmother, she used to make our scrabble and eggs together. That was so delicious. I have never recreated that. I could never, ever duplicate that. Never. But I am going to tell y'all one thing. I lost 7 pounds. I am the smallest I've been in forever. And I know a lot of people going to ask, what do you do? You still eat the same damn thing you've been eating. I just started walking. I want to walk today, but I don't think that's going to happen because I'm kind of tired. When I go over to my friend's house, you know, we have people that stay up all night long. You know, we have people staying up all night doing the lives and stuff. When you have them up all night. You know, you really don't get that much sleep. But I'm not going to be on here too much longer because I'm just walking through the kitchen aimlessly and talking. But yeah, and another thing I want to tell y'all about. We went on live the other night, last Tuesday. And I'm going to tell y'all what happened. You ain't going to believe this shit, but my friend insists on trying to make fetch happen. And I keep trying to tell him, don't try to make fetch happen. He's trying to get me and, you know, his baby mama to coexist. Bitch, that will never happen. Now, you know how you have. I gotta get comfortable with this one. Yeah, I gotta get comfortable. You know how you have some people who you just don't like. Now, I've never met this person. When we started dating, he told me that she said that when we started dating. If I said it one more time, he broke up with her. They broke up. She didn't want to be with him anymore. So they broke up. And so once he got back with me, lo and behold, guess what started coming back around again. So me and him were together. Then we broke up. And then we started seeing each other again. And we kicked it, you know, and I just noticed that the chick started being around, but I'm not even gonna fault her. I'm gonna fault him. Oh yeah, bitch. I'm not that type of woman. I'm not that type of woman that's gonna go after the chick, because unless you verbally talk to me and disrespect me, unless you disrespect me, period, then I have no beef with you. But like, okay, my clothes got cut up and it was just shit, you know what I'm saying? But you know, there was things said, it was like a competition. And I remember one time he told me that the friend told her, you know, just because you have a baby, it's not going to keep him. If he want to see Monica, he going to keep seeing Monica. Then Monica left. Monica was like, I ain't got no time for this bullshit. But I never stopped seeing him. But I'm saying, like, all this long time that I have been seeing him, you know, she pops in and out. And that's not her fault. That's his fault, because he's allowing it to happen. And I remember telling my mom specifically about it. And my mom, and I told my mom, I said, who in the hell want to be with him if he keeps running, bring this woman into his life? And nobody can tell me, oh, it's because of the child. And I told him when that child was born, I said, you need to get a DNA test if you're not sure who this child's father is. Because why are you going to take somebody else's son? I mean, people do it all the time. But DNA tests are free when babies are first born. And like I always say, they say denial is a river in Egypt. And I guess that's what he was doing. He was in full denial. Which is nothing wrong with that. You know, I guess he wanted the baby to be his. You know, it is what it is. So, the baby comes. The baby doesn't make the relationship stronger. I tell people that all the time. Baby does not make a relationship stronger. Baby does not make relationship stronger. You can forget that. Because if that was tea, you know what I'm saying? If it was tea, you know, I would say that's tea. But, oh my God, this plate is so fucking wet. And I need to get my food up out this damn pan before it fucking burns the house down. But this plate is wet as fuck. I don't even know why I used it. Now I'm about to put my eggs in here, because I ain't going to be in here that much longer. But I don't. You know, and he was saying that she was watching the kids and this and that and the other. You know, and I just couldn't deal with it. So I left. And like I was saying, and I know I'm all over the place, y'all. Please forgive me, because I'm actually hungry. I'm actually cooking, you know. And I told my mom, I said, he wants to get married. He wants to have a woman in his life. I said, ain't no woman going to deal with that. And like my mother said, when the right woman comes along, then he's not going to deal with that bullshit. He's not going to do that. But I'm like, well, he needs to decide what he wants to do. And I always tell him that you need to decide what you want to do. But you're not going to bring this woman around me. So come to find out, when we went on live, she was on live with us. I didn't know it was her. I didn't. But like I said it once. I said it twice. I said 1,000 fucking times. I will never, ever address another woman. Nope. I won't. You can't make me. Nope. Because the topic, we were talking, I forgot what the topic was. And he was like saying, how do you know if your coochie is better than the next woman's? Something like that. Something along the lines of that, whatever. And I was saying about, you know, like, it depends upon the man. You know, like, can't a woman say she got no good coochie because she fucking herself? You know, you can say, oh, yeah, it's this, that, and the other, but, bitch, come on now. You're not fucking yourself. So, I mean, you can, but, you know, I think it's different variables and different, you know, it's different shit. Different show for different folks is what I always say. And so she said, when I mentioned something about how long someone, she said it was comfort that people keep going back and forth to each other. And I wanted to snatch the plate. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But when I thought about who, when I found out who it was, I'm like, oh, bitch, don't be throwing no shots. Give me that plate because you thought you ate. Because I don't believe in that comfort shit. You know, I don't believe in that. Like, you thought you ate. Absolutely fucking not. You did not. Is my fork in here? I guess I'm not doing anything any different than people when they're on live. But yeah. Breakfast is ready because after I eat this, I'm going right back to bed. I'm being lazy today, y'all. But yeah, she mentioned something on the lines of comfort and all that. But let me tell y'all something right now while I eat my scrambled and my eggs. I pray for protection all the time. Like, oh yeah, it was good. I pray for protection. And as long as I've been with this man, I've never had another woman verbally attack me or anything. Because what's the point? There's no point. And it's not going to start. No composition. Not on my behalf anyway. And I'm not saying I'm the best thing, but I would never question why a woman is still around. She's not talking to her fucking self. I always say that. She's not talking to herself, but she's not fucking herself. Period. That's on period. And my mom thinks that something's going to happen to me. No, who won't have it, boo? What? But I've always prayed for protection from things, and I feel like, you know, I've come covered, and that's why it's like you're not going to get to me, you know, doing shots or whatever, or thinking you're doing something because you're not. You know, so anyway, I thought I could remember shit, but I'm gonna go by when somebody tell you, and it's no drama. I have no drama. I said that before. No drama. I've never had drama. If it's any drama, it's just between the two of us. People are going to do what they want to do. That's been my whole thing. But it's like, you already made up in your mind that this is what you want to do with somebody. You just pray that God just sends you, equips you with protection. You know what I mean? But And that's all you can do.
Pay for perception. And then
you can only go by what he tells you.
Because he tells me all the time it's nobody else.
And I have no choice but to believe him.
And I know he always tell me sometimes that she be grilling him. But I'm like, what for?
I don't grill you.
And I'm the one that's around you the most. But
dating is supposed to be fun.
But another thing he did was that we were on the phone and she was on the phone. And she was talking about she couldn't, people don't take WIC anymore. So I told her, I said, Zion takes it. I have nothing against that woman.
None. Absolutely not.
None whatsoever. But my thing is, it's like, you're not going to make it seem like you're going to pay anybody for a sucker. But I have nothing against you.
Life is too short, sweet and precious.
To hold grudges.
You know.
It is. It really is. It's too sweet, too short, as we've seen Tuesday.
And precious for us.
You know.
Hold grudges.
I'm not. Nobody never did nothing to me in the first place.
Like I said,
I'll go after him first. And that was, Millie was talking about that on Bob Radio last night on YouTube.
Well, I caught it late.
She was talking about the women fighting over the man. And she said she would never.
I'm not fighting no woman over no man. Hell no.
I'm not arguing with no woman over no man. You know, like at the birthday party. She was there. I left. And I told him. And he knew he was wrong. He did.
He knew he was wrong.
Looking all over his face. I'm like,
and I think I told y'all about that too.
I was like, ever seen Happy Birthday? I'm just sitting there. Like, get this shit over with.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I left though. And I told him, I said, that's awkward as fuck. Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. It's not. Because, like, if. Listen, I wouldn't let bygones be. But I mean, bygones, I mean, it ain't even. It's not shit to me. I ain't gonna let bygones be bygones. But. You know you have a problem with somebody. You don't speak to the person. Like, we don't lie. Anybody don't, hey, man, lie. You don't lie to you, la, la. When I came to the party,
that bitch face dropped on a fucking floor and cracked like a motherfucking egg. Anyway. But anyway. There's something that he has to work out. Not me. You know? Like, he's gonna have to deal with it. No, but I'm just saying, and I've said it before on the show, the right woman come along, she ain't gonna handle it. And I think that's what happened with the last one. She wasn't having it. But see, I'm not his girlfriend. She was his girlfriend. She wasn't having it. And guess what? In that sense, I don't blame her. I never met the girl. She wasn't having that shit. Like, that's right. You my motherfucking man. What the fuck you here for? Like I said, if I was the main chick, if I was his girlfriend, I would say the same thing. What the fuck is he here for? I used to say it all the time, though. Like, that's his fault. Ain't her fault. His fault. But thank y'all for having breakfast with me. I was so hungry. I've never ate during the show. Anybody that's in the... I'm put ASMR on here, too. Some people actually like that. They like the sounds. I don't know, but they like the visuals, but I definitely know they like the sounds. But, this was some good-ass breakfast, though. But, like I said, it's up to him to decide what he wants to do. Who you want to be with. But I'm ending like this. I remember seeing this meme on Facebook a while ago. And it was on the lines of, excuse me. Sorry. It was on the lines of, a man is with two women. Who does he love more? The first one or the second one? And this is my opinion, because this is my shit, my show. Who does he love more? The first woman or the second? And y'all can disagree with me all you want. Who does he love more? He apparently doesn't love himself. Because if he did, you would be with that first one. But there's something about the first one that you can't let go. Now, when she said it was comfort, that's comfort for them. You can't let each other go. Period. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like I said, when the right one comes along, for either one, the other spouse is not going to have that. That's all I got. Hey, my main man, Johnny Vassell, my main man. That's all I got. I ain't got no more. I had enough of y'all. But I pray for y'all. Y'all pray for me. I pray for y'all. Let's just put the guns down. I don't mean to sound so cliche, so kumbaya, my Lord, but come on, y'all. It's a bit much. It's a bit much for everybody. I want y'all to take care of each other.